This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you from a message found in the first book in the Bible. That is the book of the beginnings, the book of Genesis, and we're going to read about Abraham, the friend of God. He's mentioned three times over in this Bible as my friend forever. Now we're going to see some of the things that God did and said to his friend. First of all, I'm going to read one verse found in chapter 21, and I want you to hear these words. God is with thee in all that thou doest. God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now listen to what he said. In chapter 22 and verse 2, we have these words. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall tell thee of. Could you imagine any two statements in the Word of God? The first one was, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now God is telling him, take the son that God promised him, that God gave him, and God said about this son, in thy son shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And now he's telling him in the language of the scripture that we called our attention to, and I'll read it again. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall tell thee of. This son that was to live and his seed was to live, now God is telling the father that he must go and offer him up to die. But this God is our God and shall be forever and ever. And God makes no mistakes, although sometimes they seem very severe. Many of God's people have been tested and wondered, has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he abandoned me altogether? But God never abandons his children. We have a word like this, and he said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. He said again, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So he had a promise from God. He would never leave him, never forsake him. But the Word of God does say again, Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, which is to try you. And it came to pass after these things that God did try Abraham, his special friend. And then he said to him, what we have just repeated a moment ago, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, and offer him up for a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall tell thee of. Abraham might have said, he surely doesn't mean that, because he promised that in my son shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. But listen now to the language in verse 3 of our chapter. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, very obedient, and I tell you, he knew God meant what he said, and he knew that God intended him to offer up Isaac, and he surely did. But again, listen to this. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled the ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. A certain place that God had told him to go, it was Moriah. And then he said to him, offer thy son for a burnt offering on one of the mountains I shall tell thee of. Following that, we have these words, on the third day he lifted up his eyes and saw the place. He had been told about that place in the preceding verse. Now his eye rests upon that place, that very place that he must take his only son, and the word makes it very clear and plain, whom thou lovest, whom thou lovest. And then he said, offer him up, that was in death, and a burnt offering would go up in smoke. That would be the end of that man speaking after the manner of men. We have language like this found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, where he said, even as though Abraham saw Isaac as good as raised from the dead, he carried out the very thing that God promised him, and God brought him out of the place of death and back to the place of life. There is another son spoken of in the Word of God. His name is not Isaac. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God said, the Father loved the Son. Yea, He loved that Son. And He was daily His delights, always rejoicing before Him. But one day that Son in the glory land, looking down from heaven on the sons of men, said, my delights are with the sons of men. You think of the people in the world today, and that Savior in heaven with no sin, He said, my delights are with the sons of men. And He left that highest place in glory, and He took that stoop of condescension coming down to the earth. He was born of the Virgin Mary, and He grew up to be a man at the age of 33. Someone preceded Him, and His name was John. That was John the Baptist. And John was a herald of the Savior. And John went out to the nation of Israel and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And the nation of Israel, realize this, as many living today do not realize that the wages of sin is death. And our Savior came to pay those wages. And our Savior is going to put away sin. There is but one way in the Old Testament that God could put away sin, and that was by sacrifice. There is just one way and one person in the New Testament that could make an end of sin. That was that perfect Savior that did no sin, that knew no sin, and in Him was no sin. But we say this, there was one that was willing to die in my place, that a soul so unworthy might live. One that was willing to come down from the glory and go to the cross, and there by the grace of God taste death for everyone. When Isaac was on that altar, we read, then Isaac had said to his father, we have the fire and we have the wood. Where is the sacrifice for the burnt offering? Where is the sacrifice? Little did he realize that his father was going to take him and lay him on that altar. He was bound hand and foot, yea, more than that. Then he saw the father with that knife in his hand raised up, and then about to sink it into his heart, when God from high heaven said to this one, He said, Abraham, Abraham. You know when a name is called out once or twice, it's to call special attention to something that's to follow. And He said, do thy son no harm. Now I know that thou believest God. He believed that God was able to raise him from the dead, from whence he received him in a figure. But now we're passing on from the Old Testament, now going into the New Testament, in the second man, the Lord from heaven, our Savior that God sent, there was none to take his place. On that cross of Calvary, he said to God his Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Why hast thou forsaken me? There on that cross, the Father turned his back upon him, and there he was left alone to die. But remember, friends, this was a sacrifice that God provided. And why was he there as the bearer of sin if on Jesus my guilt was not laid? Why flowed from that side the sin-cleansing blood, if his dying my debt has not paid? But again the hymn writer said, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Let me ask you, beloved friend, before I pass on, have you ever in your lifetime bowed the knees to that Savior? Have you ever owned him as your Lord? The Word of God says this, what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, listen to this, thou shalt be saved. Someone is saying, do you mean to tell me, if I own with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, I'll be saved? It's God that cannot lie that is speaking. And let me tell you, hundreds and thousands of men in the ages past have rested their soul on that precious word and on that finished work of Christ, and they believe the testimony God gave of His Son, and millions are in the kingdom of God. others are on their way. Why, friend, let me say again today, God provided a Savior. God sent into this world one that could die for sin because he had none of his own. From Genesis to Malachi, the Word of God makes very plain, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin will shut me out of heaven forever and forever. That sin must be put away. But when our Savior came from heaven to earth, he made an end of sin by the sacrifice of himself, when he, by the grace of God, tasted death for everyone. Imagine, beloved friends, the great God of heaven. Hear his word once again. We have in the Gospel by St. John, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Then he went on to say that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then he added the golden text of the Bible spoken of by Mr. Spurgeon, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, let me press this on our hearts and minds. This is the words of our Savior. These are the words of God. And think of the love that he showed us in sending his Son to die for us. Now he tells us, for God so loved the world, and there never was one like Jesus, ever, always, just the same. So, beloved friends, we've just given us a little outline from the book of Genesis and touched on a few things in the New, and we hope and trust you will turn away from self, turn to Christ, receive him as your Savior, and God will forgive your sins and save your soul, and may God bless you is our prayer.